Williams, who is the most dominating athlete and why? All and fair or foul today.
Hey, you. Who?
You. Do you care about the Olympics right now? Fair or foul. Also, fair or foul. Donald Trump did it. Gabby Douglas does it. And now there's a problem. Do you feel that one should put their hand over their heart during the Star Spangled Banner? Fair or foul? Answer that question. Was that fair or was that foul? Also, that two-a-days. We're going to talk two of the best teams in the NFL today and our two-a-days as we talk and dive into the New England Patriots, America's team. That's right. You heard me, King Vaughn, on the Twitter 720. That's who I'm talking to. America's team. Tom Brady and the Patriots. Hugo hates that team, by the way. And the Green Bay Packers. The Packers of Green Bay. Talk two-a-days with them. Olympics. WWE SmackDown Live review. I already heard off the record. Hugo didn't like the show too much. But let's talk about it, be about it, and see about it. 347-637-3859. The bat line. For you, want to call in frequently to the show, 641-552-5316. But without further ado, I'm one half of the best Mike and Mikey Radio. Well, his mama calls him Micah. You can call him M.E. Richmond on the Twitter. But right now we're going to say, what's up? What's up, Micah?
What is up, my bad Mike Knox? Or Pyramid, depending on what segment we at, because sometimes I only got Resurrection Zone.
It's like Finn Balor. I got an alter ego.
You say what?
I'm like Finn Balor. I got an alter ego.
Hey, man, sometimes that demon just has to come out of nowhere. You just got to go ahead and deal and do your business there. But that's okay. It's still me. And you call me Micah. Yeah, that's fine. I'm going to call you Micah. But you can find me, M.E. Richmond, on the Twitter. And don't worry, guys. Just like Mike's Cubbies, I'm getting in your face on an 8-game winning streak case. And, boy, am I loving it. And, no, I don't eat McDonald's food, so you can get off my – get out of my face with that. I don't eat that's garbage. McDonald's is cool people. I can't do it, Mike. I can't do it. Okay.
Okay. Also, welcome to the program from Miami. He's a different kind of sexy, but he wishes he was up north, up east in New York. What's going on, Hugo?
Yo, Mike, what's going on? Cannot wait. Man, these Olympics have been something else, man. Michael Phelps, obviously solidified himself as the best Olympian, in my opinion, but we'll talk about that a little bit later. And then the shocking defeat of Serena Williams. And, you know, it's kind of funny that, you know, you talk who's the best between Serena. And then Serena got knocked out. But that's here and here. But last time we spoke on this program, you were saying, well, where's your medal count, Hugo? In your face, Mike Knox. Columbia got a gold medal and a silver medal, and I'm very happy about it, all right? So eat those words, bud.
am I really eating words off of your medal? And that's cool. You earned it. You deserve to have that medal. I can't take that away from you. So, you know, you got that. You happy? Are you happy? Let me give you a little Dumbledore clap. You ever watch Harry Potter? Let me give you a little Dumbledore. for your medals there. 347-637-3859. Now we are on the 6:30 today as we are pre-empting again for the Bib Little League tournament going on in Colonial Heights. Shout out to my man Aaron Miles, as well as the baby boomer Whit Hastings, will be calling the play-by-play during that ball game. I wish I could be out there. What a great time I had last year. And I said it when I was there. I'm going to say it again while I'm not there. If you're around the area and you love Little League Baseball, it's a nice, beautiful day, no rain in sight, and you want to go ahead and take the family out to the best money for your ticket in the city, go down to Colonial Heights in the Bib Baseball Tournament. What a day. They got food on deck. They got souvenirs on deck. I still didn't pick up my camouflage T-shirt, which was the theme of last year's Bib Baseball Tournament for Little League Jersey. Still didn't pick up my jersey. But if you're in the area, I think it was $2 a ticket to get in, $1 for kids. You cannot beat taking a family to a ball game and watching at least, I think it's, what's today? Yeah, two games today. Okay, for the mere price, say a family of six of $8, no tax included. So guys, go down there right now to the Bib Baseball Tournament in Colonial Heights and check that out at the bottom. At 6:30, starting off with the pregame show with Aaron Miles and the baby boomer, Whit Hastings. But guys,
I'm going to start off because we're waiting on Wally's calling in a little late. Jay Chris is running a little late. Jay Chris is going through a movie. There's a big transition with Jay Chris going on right now. He has some big things, a guan, as they say, going on in his life right now. So, he's in when he can, he can't be. But we thank him for all his contributions nevertheless. But we are here. We are a crew. So you never know who takes over the program. So we're going to start off. Well, I haven't started off in a while. What actually breads my butter, Hugo, what actually had me at one point before I got hacked 10,000 falls on Twitter that were not paid for, by the way, when I was hot and popping. That's the world of professional wrestling. SmackDown took place last night, and a lot of people have a lot of things to say. The question is, will I agree with them or will I not agree with them? That's the question.
You have no idea what you got involved with. You have no idea who you're messing with.
Might
you
not.
Have no idea. Congratulations.
Y'all better tune in to Monday Night Tap with Raw. To the only show doing a recap when it goes off. You know how Mondays go. Watch your Raw first, then listening to the Perfect Plex Radio. Shout out to the CEO, my homie Mike Knox.
What up?
AKA the Stephen A. Smith, the wrestler.
Get out of here with that.
And if you ever met him, you know he knows it's wrestling. Don't believe me, check out his title collection.
The King of Belts.
Haters, we don't stress them, cause we destined for greatness. Stay on the bench watching the friend.
What's up, Spotface? Where you been, KME? But listen, guys, SmackDown was, I know it's different than the norm. We're going to start off with SmackDown right now. And go ahead, Hugo. I heard a very big from you. Is SmackDown failing?
Yes. Yes, 100%. And let me tell you something. You look at 100%? Monday Night Raw, which 100%, and I'll tell you why. You look at Monday Night Raw, right? Monday Night Raw, It's a good breath of fresh air. Excuse me. You know, you see the show run smoothly. I don't find it a chore being 3 hours with a thinned out roster. Why? Because you could fit everyone in a segment. You don't have to, brand in 60 or 70 other dudes inside Monday Night Raw in 3 hours, and then you start losing the audience because there are so many segments. On SmackDown Live, I feel like we have, obviously, your particulars, John Cena, Randy Orton, Dean Ambrose, AJ Styles, right? You have your top four, because those are your top four guys. Then after that, Mike, it's the roster's terrible. And I know that we talked about it on the draft show. I know that we said, oh, well, you know, they're up and coming. But I feel, number one, from the production of SmackDown Live, I do not like it. They have different camera angles. I don't know if you've noticed it, that on SmackDown Live, they go into the ring. They kind of make like little corner shifts.
I am a studio production major. I know exactly what they have been doing. And I'm trying to let you finish, but I've been reaching for the blind tag, but they keep dragging your leg back away from the corner post.
But
go ahead.
But really quick, Mike, I feel like I'm on an episode of Shotgun Saturday Night back in 1997 when they were live in New York City. That works in a smaller venue. In a bigger venue, I feel like it doesn't. So I remember watching late nights. It was great. Why? Because it was a small venue. We want to get into the in-ring action. But here, you have so much ground to cover. That's number one. Number two, I don't think JBL, David Otunga, and Mauro Ranallo actually work together. I like better Corey Graves, Michael Cole, and Byron
Corey
Saxton.
Graves. Corey Graves.
Corey Graves, excuse me. Corey Graves.
Okay, and here's
Corey
my blind
Graves.
Tag. I got a blind
go
tag.
It.
Yeah, I got a. This is me. And yes, guys, we have started off with professional wrestling because we need to get out of the way while waiting for another crew to call in. And gosh darn it, I want to talk wrestling first. Okay, it's my program. Don't like it? Hey, Michael, what'd I tell him? Listen anyway. Listen, this is why. I don't know if I can continue to call the show for the intelligent wrestling fan. I'm going to call it the show with the intelligent wrestling fan. And that's me. This is why I'm beginning to change the tone here just a little bit, Hugo. I don't get, and I, of course, because, you know, I occasionally got to put the belt around my arm. I've seen it in movies, right? That's how they do it, right? And get my
wrestling
fix on.
You're wearing that.
Okay.
You're wearing this.
Okay.
You're wearing this.
No. And get my fix on. And here's why. Wrestling fans have absolutely, positively no clue what they want. You're worse. Wrestling fans are worse than that husband who has that nagging wife and that wife who has that nagging husband that just refuses to take the trash out. That's what wrestling fans have become. Because you ask for what we have to do with wrestling. And right, and even I'm a victim of this, because early when it first happened, I said, I'm not liking this pick. I don't like the draft. I don't like how you built this as a storyline to say we're going to compete for talent. But if you're looking at what they said they were going to do, they have the top guys that you just named, Cena, those guys, AJ Styles, et cetera, Bray Wyatt, Dean Ambrose, right? And let's be real. I love Dean Ambrose. Hashtag I'm a Dean Ambrose guy. He's not really a top superstar. He's not a bigger star than Roman Reigns. He's definitely not Seth Rollins. You know what I mean? He's up there, but I don't think he's selling merchandise. Okay? But he does his job. But here's the thing. Wrestling fans, you have to understand that wrestling needs to be elevated again. It has to have a farm system that is NXT. And I know what fans are going to say, well, you have the network, so we see it all. But everybody don't see it all. People just watch what they watch. So because that's the demographic and people just watch what they watch and people really still don't have the network, you have that farm league. And for your diehard guys like me and others who have the network who watch everything that's almost on the WWE network, then you have SmackDown, where you have to get these stars that were in NXT and it was at other on Raw and just could not get over the hump. That's what SmackDown has to be. It has to be what SmackDown was before, not the beginning of SmackDown when you had The Rock and all them on there and it was just an extension of Raw, but what it had became when you had your John Cena's and the greatest tag teams come up. It was a fresh program with your established superstars and a bunch of young guys. The only problem here is there's not enough established superstars. You only have 4 or 5, right? Give or take, maybe put 6 in there. And then you have all these other young people and guys that didn't make it work. And the only other thing I agree with you on, and this is what most wrestling fans are saying as well, is the team does suck. I can't stand David Otunga. JBL seems like he's just going through the motions. And I've never liked him calling wrestling. Okay? Go back to MMA. Go back to boxing. Especially boxing. I love him in boxing. I don't like him in wrestling at all. Especially with the Ad Ferg reference. But besides that, I dig SmackDown because of all those reasons I said and above. Mm-hmm. Micah, go ahead and jump in here. We can't spend the whole story on wrestling. Go ahead, Micah.
Oh, no, brother. For me, I've been enjoying SmackDown. This week is another one of those weeks where SmackDown was not better than Raw. That's 3 weeks in a row where SmackDown was not Raw. It's just not. For the reasons that all y'all say that, I mean, we only have 4, 5, maybe 6 guys that we can actually trust to be in that top part of the card on SmackDown. Then we got other guys coming in, you know, young guys and young talent trying to make it happen. We have a women's division that's budding. They're pulling some things off with Eva Marie. They're basically using all the guys who know, all the junkie fans who have to get that fixed that know she's not a good wrestler and only recognize her as
right.
Eye candy. Well, here's what they've been doing with her. Here she is. I see. Wardrobe malfunction. Guess what she hasn't been doing? Wrestling. So guess
wrestling.
What she's doing right now? Wrestle. You can't criticize the wrestling. She hasn't done it yet. So, Mike, you recognize that she was counting her steps in certain matches on NXT. So
I can't stop. I can't get that part out of my brain. Right.
I hope she stopped counting her stuff, man, because it's going to come to a head, and if she becomes the women's champion of SmackDown, there's going to be a lot of people that's like, great eye candy. Why does she have a belt?
And here's my thing, to cover my brother Hugo, for those who are like whoa, I'm going to just, no. I'm going to cover Hugo because I understand what people want from SmackDown. You know what I'm saying? I get that everybody wants it to be this, but I think fans don't understand what it is. And I think once you understand what it is, then you can choose to. And again, we have to. And I've said this like a CD that you put in your car and you're mad, or you download that one song. We all had it, and you downloaded it, and it played. It goes because it kept going. That's what wrestling fans have to understand about wrestling. It's either you're gonna move on and like just Raw. You're going to like SmackDown. They're giving you different shows to like for different things. If you're tired of what Raw was, we changed it. If you're tired that other guys didn't get a chance, here, we put them on a whole other show by themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, as much as, again, it's not 100% for me, and Raw is the better show and will continue to be the better show. It's 3 hours. And shout out to one of Jamal Lewis, our one of our writers here on Fox Sports Radio, said he feels that SmackDown's rushed in a 2-hour segment. And I go, I can see that. I do see how they kind of rush through things, but it's SmackDown. They only got 2 hours, and you got to cram new stars in it. I like what they did with the tag team division last night. I like what they did with Eva Marie last night, to be honest. I thought that was dope, too. Hey,
you know what? Well, really quick, though. I understand 100% what you're saying. Here's the thing, though. If you're going to make it a farming system, right, mm-hmm. so you can be up and coming with SmackDown, you know, SmackDown becoming up, you also need partners to dance. They shouldn't dance
right.
with each other. You know what I mean? So that's what I'm saying. That's why
I'm
going to go
on. But they're all
right, right. No.
That's what I'm saying. But hold on. They're not all dancing with each other. You got established divas that are there with new divas, right? Because you don't have enough to – you know what I'm saying? You got to have one or two people in each division that can be that one or two guys in those divisions. And they have that. You got your established tag team in the Usos that everybody else have been trying to push for a while now, including the new Alpha Males. You got Natalya and a few other of the divas that were there. Becky Lynch, they know she can go with the other divas they have to try to bring up, right? Then you have your Intercontinental division. They have exactly that. They got established.
I understand.
And dance new. I'm saying because now
I
you're
understand,
saying,
but I feel.
Got it in.
But I feel that it should be, okay, you shouldn't have Raw so stacked, which I understand it's a flagship show. What I'm saying is for both shows, for us to be able to get to both of shows, I think they should have been evenly distributed because why? You also need help from these veterans to be able to hold on to the greenness of these NXT superstars on the main roster. That's my only beef, Mike. I don't have a beef with Shane McMahon and Daniel Bryan running the way they're running things. I don't mind the storylines. It's just it really feels very NXT-ish. You know, it really feels very NXT-ish, and I don't want to watch that.
But we had since the draft. I mean, we had this beef since the draft. So now this is 3 weeks removed from what we saw. We knew it was going to end up like this. So as Mike started to change the name to the show with Intelligent Sports Fans, which I forgot to tell you, Mike, that deserved something.
Thank you.
I enjoyed that because I consider myself one of those few proud Intelligent Sports Fans like up on this call. And I mean, I'm just saying, it is what it is. They got to do with what they have, and if they can't produce a good show with what they got, then the talent doesn't matter. I mean, there's been lulls in WWE and other companies where they didn't have the talent, but they still put on good shows. So I mean, if they have a lull in talent, but they're still capable of putting on good shows, then you know your talent is not really the excuse for you not being able to book, you know, correctly.
And to touch there before we give our letter grade, I mean our belt grade, right there. Just on touching that last part, what Hugo was trying to say. That's the other thing that wrestling fans have to do. What you said was they should have. What we think is good, they don't care what we think. You understand what I'm saying? And to be honest, they have two of their biggest legends in the history of the company on SmackDown. They have the other legend that was a world internet phenomenon legend over there as well. They have I get bring more. Even I said, hey, make one or two trades. I still feel if you put Cesaro over there, a Sami Zayn who we didn't even see on Monday night over there, then it makes it even stacker. I don't think their roster is bad. I just think, and I like the editing. I was talking to somebody about the other day. As a guy who loves editing, even I don't do it as much, but I love the way things move and shake and move. I love the in and out camera. It will make the ring look smaller, and they take the corner post. They're trying to give it a newer, edgier feel. And it has a SmackDown. If it's the arena, I understand that. You know, put in a small arena, it looks like more fans are more in tune to it, and it does it that way in that crowd. But I think SmackDown's going to be just fine. But let's go ahead and give our belt grade. Tuggo, man, Gilbert had a title. Does SmackDown get a Gilbert title from you?
I hate it. I really do hate it. And I'm going to give it. It's not everyone's cup of tea. If you like it, I don't, and we're just going to disagree with it. I just really hope, really quick, before I say anything else, is that I really hope SmackDown does change and they do stack up a little bit more with just a little bit more established superstars on there. I would be okay with it. Like, for example, I thought Finn Balor should have gone over to SmackDown instead of staying over on Raw. You know what I mean? Like, things like that. More established NXT superstars if you're going to make it a farming show. But if I have to get a Valetta grade, guys, I am going to give it 3 out of 5 Psycho Sid second reign WWE title runs. That's how bad I hate SmackDown Live.
Wow. Wow. Go ahead, Hugo. I mean, not Hugo, Micah.
That's just not right. I like the possible longevity and direction that SmackDown could be going. However, there are some things that may end up being a bit predictable about it. So, in that case, I'm going to give it a 3 out of 5 undefeated streak Bill Goldberg championship reigns.
Wow. That's really kind of a nice grade for it, and here I am, and I know what my listener audience that you like, what they say, they love to hate me, or they love to love me, Terrell Owens would say, okay? Wrestling last night was pretty gosh darn good, yo, and I'm going to give it yet another grade, a 4 out of 5. I got to go Edge World Heavyweight Championships with the spinning Edge sign on it. I love the edginess of Raw. I like the direction of SmackDown. I like what they're doing with the show. Yeah, they have some things I would wish they could fix. You know, again, definitely that commentating team. And I was disappointed in that because I really wanted David Otunga to be good, and he's really not.
Yeah.
You know, at least not in that setting. I like him in other things he does for the network, just not at commentating. And JBL, like I said, I feel like he's already melded in. And so I get a whole new team there. But other than that, I like where they're going. I give it 3 out of 5.
Hold up.
World title
first
up,
title run? First
I mean,
title?
Four out of
first
five.
Title run?
Wait, 4 out of 5.
Is it the first title run? Because he lost it 3 weeks later against John Cena. He lost it 3 weeks later against John Cena. So that's not a good rating, Mike.
Yeah, it's a great rating because I explained why I gave it the rating and why I gave it the belt for the edginess as an edge. So see there yet again, I'm smacking you with these lyrical things. I'm not even a freaking rapper. Listen, we're gonna take a break, Ryan. Fox Sports Radio, Silver Sports. I'm long overdue and the bills have to get paid.
If you liked us before, you're gonna love us now.
We brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Honda Small Engines, 1000 Temple Avenue, Colonial Heights. They carry lawnmowers, vacuums, blowers, chainsaws, hedge clippers, gas trimmers, and engine parts. Connors has a full repair shop. Connors Small Engines has been in business over 45 years. They have master brands like Toro, Still, Briggs & Stratton, Kohler, Arians, and Kawasaki. That's Connors Small Engines. They're located at 1000 Temple Avenue. Call 526-7108. And say hello to Murphy the Cat.
Hello, this is Ike Forrest, the gutter man. We do seamless gutters. We make them right on the job. No job too great or too small. Also, we install different gutter guards for your needs, such as pine tags or leaves. Clean gutters is a cinch, and our price is unbelievable. Call me, Ike Forrest, at 640-0798 today for our Christmas and Valentine's special. Give your wife a long-lasting gift this year. New gutters or clean gutters, call Ike today, 640-0798.
Hey there, this is Alex Scholl with Liberty Firearms and Surplus with all your big boy toys. Used guns, new guns, AK-47s, long rifles, military surplus, silver, gold coins, jewelry, power tools, and generators. All your big boy toys at Liberty Firearm and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell. That's Liberty Firearms and Surplus, Hopewell Pawn and Loan, 442 South 15th Avenue, across from Wells Fargo and Hopewell, with all your big boy toys.
Commonwealth Dentistry, located at 456 Charles Dimmock Parkway in Cronin Heights, and on 4th and Broadway in Hopewell, provide trusted and comfortable dental care for the entire family. Doctors Beltrami, Dixon, and Stafford and their staff provide only the best that modern dentistry has to offer. They use the latest in technology and procedures to provide your care. They specialize in children, family, and cosmetic dentistry, crowns on your first visit, and teeth implants. They keep up with the latest dental procedures and pride themselves on patient care. They accept many dental insurance plans. Call now for your appointment at 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. Why Commonwealth Dentistry? They are simply the best. That number again is 520-4088 or in Hopewell at 458-3004. This is Wynn Hastie. Take it from me. I go there.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times,
giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Martin Oil Company, 2313 East 100 Road in Chester. They carry fuel oil, kerosene. They take care of heating and air conditioning, plumbing and electrical repair. Martin Oil Company repairs and installs furnaces, water heaters and air conditioners, electric panels, and electrical wiring. Martin Oil also sells topsoil, fill dirt, sand and gravel, and mulch. Martin Oil family, they've been in business since 1925. Martin Oil Company.
For the best in new and used tires in the Tri-Cities, look no further than Tread Center. 1955 Pollenduck Road, just minutes from Fort Lee. We had to guarantee best prices on new tires because our tires are sold at cost. That's huge savings for you. We also have a wide variety of used tires. So go by and holler at Clyde and the family today and tell them DJ Foot sent you and get that special discount. All other tire shops in the Tri-Cities, we just letting y'all know you've been warned. It's a new shop in town, Tread Center, 1955 Puddleduck Road in the Burg.
This is Neil Hounshell from Unity Motors in Petersburg. Are you tired of looking for cars for you and your family? Stressed out, doubtful, scared, untrusting? Don't be. They are some car dealers who truly care about you, and not just your credit score and your Social Security number. Who are we? Unity Motors. Unity Motors wants to know you and what your needs are. Unity Motors is a Christian-based auto dealer in Petersburg, and if we don't have what you want, we'll get it for you. We offer to help rebuild your credit, whether you are bankrupt or just slow paying. We help first-time buyers. We don't want to bury you in payments. We give a 3-month or 3,000-mile warranty on all cars plus zero deductible. If you want to extend it, we can do that. Come on down to Unity Motors in Petersburg, 946 East Wisconsin Street. The phone number is 804-733-2886. 804-733-2886.
Fox Sports Radio 1340.
They're able to step up to the microphone during the hardest of times,
giving you Tri-City sports.
I live there. That's my home.
I'm a homer.
We're the home of the Wizards, the Orioles, the VCU Rams, the Hopewell Blue Devils, March Madness. Welcome home. This is the new Fox Sports Radio 1340.
People, it's going on. It's happening. Michael Phelps is not the only person in Rio de Janeiro doing their thing.
What a moment.
Well, you know it's going to happen, but it is still so emotional to see that these women were able to come around and win a gold medal. Nothing else will feel like this in their entire lives.
But they're anxiously awaiting that final score.
15-8 for Simone Biles. Best of the competition.
And that was the moment. That was the time we knew that we went back to back. Not like Drake, because I don't think he can go back to back anymore. An Olympic gold medal. The Final Five does it again, and they're not done yet. Welcome back to the Stolen Sports with George Tooley, Mike Pierman, and the crew. Just a little rowdy around here. Welcome into the show, Mr. Wally. Wow! What's going on, Wally?
What's up, fam? What's going on, everybody? Everybody keeping the copacetic?
Everybody in the club getting tipsy. All right, listen, guys. I want to go ahead and talk about this. We've got an hour left in the program, and it is not hump day. No. Ain't nobody humping around. Well,
Well, okay. Listen, but it's Smash Williams Wednesday, so no reason to get over the hump when you're humping around when I got some Smash Williams wisdom to lift your spirits. Now, people, fair or foul? It's really that simple. Fair or foul? I ask the questions, you say fair or foul. Y'all got it? Y'all understand? Got it. Good. Got it. If you don't get it, too late, too bad, too slow, back up the bus and come back again. I won't put you on mute if you can't answer the question. So, I'm going to start with you, Wiley Wow. Do Americans care about the Olympics? Is it fair to say America does not care about the Olympics? I hear talk everywhere. All you hear is Michael Phelps. When this is over, I don't think we're going to hear much anything else. Twitter isn't the number one trending on Twitter. It's not the Olympics. It's everything else but the Olympics. But when every sport has its major competition, it is the number one trend. Fair or foul? Americans don't care about the Olympics, Wally.
I'll say it this way. I think they do care about the Olympics. I don't care about the Olympics as much as I used to, but I think Americans in general do care about the Olympics. I feel like the swimming competition, gymnastics, those are track and field. Those are events that people really care about. Americans care about basketball. I don't really think so. I think basketball is a foregone conclusion. We don't have the superstars that we're accustomed to having on, you know, dream on so-called dream teams or whatnot. So, in all our honesty, I believe that Americans do care about the Olympics.
Uncle Jay, fair or foul? Do Americans care about the Olympics?
I think it would be foul to say Americans don't care. I absolutely think they care. I don't think you can use Twitter as a measure for how Americans feel about the Olympics. I agree with Wiley. I think for the most part, Americans really care more about the sport, the events that we do well in, such as the track and field. Maybe so much not the basketball this year because LeBron's not playing, so that kind of took some of the star power out of it. No Steph Curry. But, you know, the track and field, the gymnastics, everybody loves to see the gymnastics. Everybody loves to see the track and field. People like to see the boxing, but we don't know where the star power is in the boxing just yet.
Think about that. We just got our first medal since Dante Wilder. Okay, it's a bronze, but we got it. Mr. Nico Hernandez wins unanimous decision to guarantee U.S. at least a bronze medal for the first time since Dante Wilder back in 08.
Wow, we haven't won a boxing medal since 08?
Nope. And it was only Dante Wilder who was the first one in a long time since then. All right.
That's crazy. But I think people, you know, they care about the swimming. But to your question's point, I feel like this year's Olympics is lacking in enthusiasm. A lot of it, I think, because of some of the bad publicity that Rio was getting leading up to the Olympics for the past year with the Zika virus and the violence and the poverty and things like that. You tend to, and of course, this being an election year in this country with the way this election is, there's been so much focused on the election. We're waiting to see what Donald Trump says. We're waiting to see how Hillary Clinton responds. There's so much going on in this country this year. It just seems like the Olympics, this year, it seemed like an afterthought, where in past years it's just been like one of those things. But let's see if we feel the same way when track and field starts, when you have the big rival. There's no big rivalry right now. Let's see when we had the big rivalry in the United States.
We had a few. And shout out to King Von Jr. 720 on the Twitter, our social media to the stars. As he made this the show, not just the pros and two, but the icons as well. He says the Zika virus hurt the Olympics. So, Hugo, fair or foul? And I know you like to play both sides of the fence with your Colombian, but, you know, you're still American Colombian. Do you think Americans have, like, forgotten about the Olympics? Is it fair to say that?
I disagree 100%. I think Americans do care about the Olympics. Jay Chris just said it himself. You can't use Twitter or was it Wally? What that you can't use Twitter as a measuring for oh, the Olympics, if Americans actually care about the Olympics.
First of all, guys, it's an impromptu show. I'm not just using Twitter. I'm using social media all in all, whether it's Facebook. Social media runs the country, runs the world.
Okay, there you go.
A lot of things when things aren't trending on Twitter or trending on Facebook or being talked about or in other social media.
It runs the young country.
It runs the younger country. It's definitely a demographic, yes.
Okay. Well, you just said it yourself, social media as a whole, fine. I saw a lot of people on Facebook yesterday going bananas over the fact that Michael, what happened with Michael Phelps, what happened with the with the women's gymnastics. Tonight people are excited about the men's gymnastics all around. So I think Americans generally do care as much as other countries. Absolutely not. Because obviously, and I'm one that watches, I try to watch every event in the Olympics, guys. You know what I mean? I love everything about the Olympics, from the archery all the way down to the Greco-Roman wrestling. For the exception of equestrian, which I think it was Micah that said that he watches equestrian or something like that. And me and Mike Knox
thought that was Wally.
Wally. And we're like, what's equestrian? but I love the Olympics, guys. And I honestly do believe that the Olympics are important to this country, but only certain events. And again, people are not sports junkies like we are. You talk about professional junkies, Mike, professional wrestling junkies. People are not sports junkies the way that we are, that we sit there in front of our TV and see someone hit a bow and arrow for 30 minutes straight, or see a couple of people fence fighting, you know, with a bunch of little sticks and seeing who's going to win. You know what I mean? So it's a little different, but Americans as a whole care about the main Olympic sports: gymnastics, swimming, what else? Athletics. And everything else with track and field. But I think Americans do care about the Olympics.
Micah, fair or foul to say Americans don't care about the Olympics? Right now, everybody seems to say that it's foul to say Americans don't care.
Well, call me Mr. Contrarian, not because I just feel like being it, but because I really feel it is the case. And I believe that in these recent years that Americans have become less and less enthralled with the Olympics because we have taken certain sports for granted. And in that case, that I believe, for example, after we got our dream team in basketball and we started to destroy everybody, we became complacent until the team lost. And it was like, oh, what's going on here? We're supposed to dominate basketball. Then they cared for that one or two Olympics. And then we went right back to resting our laurels again. Even now, I'm not watching any USA basketball games because I don't believe I need to. They're going to win them all. We got the most talent on our team. I'm not worried. I wanted to, and I couldn't, catch the gymnastics. I'm always interested in our gymnastics team. I am also interested in our swim team. Found out some things about some of our swimmers outside of Michael Phelps that I really liked. But I think as a whole, Americans really, really don't care. I think we're more about the Super Bowl. I think we're more about NBA Finals. I think we're more about the Major League Baseball World Series. And I think, honestly, if I may be honest, I think Americans have gotten more excited about the FIFA World Cup than they have about the Olympics. And I'm not saying that we as Americans, you know, are disavowing or disrespecting the Olympics by not holding it in the same light as some of our national border sports. But what I'm saying is that in the world, we used to, as a world, really honor what the Olympics brought to the table. And we as a world still do. But golfers that pull out of the Olympics have been noted in saying that they care more about actually winning majors in their actual sport than actually winning an Olympic gold medal. And they feel like their majors are more important. And there's other athletes in basketball and not football, because football's not there yet. We shouldn't have football in the Olympics. That's just going to be weird. We have sports that, and other national sports that are played around the world as well that are not Olympic-based sports. I don't care. But, like, Greco-Roman wrestling is not a national sport where we see it on TV, on ESPN all the time. It is an amateur sport, and therefore I believe that's a good Olympic sport. I may not watch it, but think about it like this. Like, some people watch curling.
I agree. I agree with you for different reasons, however. I think that it's fair to say Americans don't care about the Olympics. And I've been watching the Olympics my entire life, and I've never, ever got the feeling that people care.
I've worked with people now. I've worked with people before. I've been in school. And I might find a few people, like people talking about it, they know about it, but are they sitting there and watching it, like you're saying, an all-star game or a Pro Bowl or a Super Bowl especially, things that I wouldn't even touch the Bowl because I know they're in a whole stratosphere by themselves. I don't think Americans outside of your diehard sports guys really do care about the Olympics. I really don't. I think it's very fair to say because from my experience and in the experience that I've seen and as I get my Mickey and Mallory Knox on as I am the king of all I see, okay, but they don't care. They don't care. And I don't like the fact that all of a sudden now Americans don't care about the Team USA basketball team. I don't care if it's a foregone conclusion. They deserve to kick their butts every 4 years and continue to kick their butts every 4 years. I don't care that Michael Phelps is dominating and people don't find themselves. I can care less. It's the only time that we as a world to go against each other in a sport that we all participate in. And it's my country versus every other country where the whole world is invested. Like you just said, Micah, I think Americans do care more about the World Cup where the U.S. of A. ain't got a chance in hell to win a World Cup anytime soon.
Exactly.
Unless you're a woman.
Hey, can I jump in there real quick?
Well, go ahead, because I was about to end it. Go ahead.
I just want to say I think that people would – see, here's the thing. When you watch basketball and you watch soccer and some of the other things that are going on right now, a lot of what you're seeing is the same two teams or the same two countries going at each other for a period of time, for a couple hours or something like that. And I think that kind of takes away from what the Olympics are. And by saying that, I mean when you're watching track and field, you have a bunch of different countries in a single race. And then you're going to have, you know, another race with a whole bunch of maybe other different countries in this race.
Right.
And it, when you don't see, first of all, the Americans have to be in it for Americans to care. Okay, let's put that out there.
But if you don't see
a bunch of different countries, which is really the essence of what the Olympics are, it's kind of like I can watch a basketball game, a Team USA game, but I can't watch. I'm not going to watch the whole thing. Right, yesterday I was watching Spain and Croatia. I was watching that game, but yesterday I was watching Spain and Brazil, and they were going at it, and it was a real good game. It was fun to watch, fun to see. But I couldn't watch the whole thing because it was the same two countries going at it, and it just takes away from what the Olympics are. And I think when you see different countries competing at the same time, when you see a Serbia and a China, a Japan, America, Venezuela, Colombia, all at the same time competing at the same time. I think that gives it it makes it better. It just makes it more Olympic-ish.
But see, that's what I grew up in the 80s, right? And then the 90s when I'm a teenager, watching the Olympics, all I knew was I'm watching competition that I typically don't get to see on television. Yes, gymnastics may come on twice a year somewhere on a national televised channel. You know what I'm saying? Unless you go search for it. You know what I mean? I don't get to see track and field on this kind of a stage. I definitely don't see no shot puts and no javelins and no swimming competition. One of the most things I love the most, I love the diving competition. I love synchronized diving. Okay, to me, that those are times you're supposed to get invested. It only comes around once every 4 years. But we got to move on. And again, like Hugo just said, archery. I love things you don't see. My wife was even watching. I was like, wow, babe, I like this. They're going at it. But, okay, here we go again. And we got to move on. And this is leading to that point, still staying in the Olympics. People are saying they are bored with Team USA and that it's time to give up on the dream team mentality. And I say, phooey, I say baloney, I say do me a favor and please shut the hell up. I just told you why the Olympics are important. So I could care less about why you do that. And are you booing me? If you're booing me, I'm going to hang up on you and kick you off the show.
I'm booing the people who are saying that we should disband Team USA. I'm booing them.
Okay, because it didn't sound like it. Right. I'm in a zone, and let me be in it, and it's not
AutoZone. Are we a sponsor of AutoZone? Yeah, we are. What up, AutoZone? All right, we're in the zone. Okay, but why do you think it's fair or foul to even speak these words? Obviously, I think it's foul. It's trash. Micah thinks the same thing. I'm going to go with you, Wally. Fair or foul? Disband Team USA?
I think it's foul. My thing is everything goes in cycles. Everything has its time. We saw Dream Team, the original Dream Team. That was it. Everybody was all up in arms. That was the team. That was it. You know, that was a special team. I think when you compare any team to that, you're not going to get it. So I kind of want people to stop doing that. And then when they came
that's,
up with the concept of building, yeah, I think. And then it comes up with the concept of building the USA basketball. I think they did a good job with Coach K and Colangelo. They did a great job with having some of the older and newer stars in basketball. So they did a good job. Right now they're building something. Eventually you'll have a time when we look at it like, dang, we have all these great players at the same time. Again, it won't be Dream Team, won't be that team, but it'll be another special team that everybody talks about. So to me, it all has a cycle. So I'm not a fan of disbanding the Dream Team. I think that's ridiculous.
King Vaughn said it's foul, but he also said that he feels that the cherry on the top is not having LeBron there. I and Micah don't feel that we need LeBron James to be there. I don't need the fanfare for it to be there because it's still my country and we still got some great players there. Jay Chris, Uncle Jay, that is. Fair or foul? Disband Team USA?
It's absolutely 100% foul. I mean, come on, people. Disband Team USA, we send our best. And before we send our best, we send college kids. Who, for the most part, they won gold medals, right? But, you know, the world is catching up. I'm telling you right now, Team Spain is beating our best college kid. All right? Argentina
Easy.
Is beating
Easy.
Our best college kid.
Easy.
Venezuela is beating our best college kid. Australia. Understand, if we don't send our pros, these other countries are. Okay? So, no, we send our pros. Let the world catch up. It just is what it is. I mean, we sent our best five gymnasts. Was it 5-4? But our best five gymnasts, nobody's complaining about that. We won back-to-back gold medals in that. We sent our best baseball players when that was in. We sent our best tennis players, even though Venus and Serena lost in doubles this year in the first round
right.
for the first time ever. We sent our best tennis players out there. I mean, we send our best. That's what the Olympics is about. You send your best out there. Soon, maybe we'll be sending our best boxers out there. So, I mean, you send your best. Don't. If you get bored, then don't watch. Watch something else. There's a whole bunch going on in the Olympics. I was just watching. What was I just watching? The volleyball. Women's volleyball team. Watch that. Come on now. It's crazy.
Hugo, keep it short. Keep it sweet. Disband or fair foul to say disband Team USA.
Everything that Joe Chris was absolutely eloquent. It's absolutely foul. You always send your best. It is the Olympics. It's a worldwide competition. You never have 204 nations competing under one roof. Never in any competition. So it's absolutely foul. And one more thing, same thing with Team USA in soccer. Do you really disband Team USA in soccer because they're better than the whole entire world for the women? Absolutely not. Seriously,
absolutely
not.
No,
imagine.
Right. No,
imagine,
that's so great. That's such a great point.
So no, foul. You should always have your best in a worldwide competition of 204 different nations, and that's just the way it is.
Now, fair or foul for the day. I concluded there. I'm going to go back and rebound again. We got a short time, and we kind of went a little long than I thought in wrestling especially. But I'll ask this question, and I got a poll going up right now on the Soulin Sports Twitter page, okay? Soulin Sports on the Twitter page. Get in where you fit in, because if you get in where you fit in, you might just be in. Who is the most dominating athlete pitting Serena Williams or Michael Phelps? A lot of people right now is on the Phelps bandwagon, maybe fair, justified or not, but he's the flavor of the moment, okay? But he is an Olympian. He is the most decorated Olympian. Since he's been in the Olympics, if he was a country, he ranks 11th. 11th. If he was a country by himself in medals, okay, people? However, Serena Williams has been doing this since she was knee-high to a duck, okay?
And she's been doing the same thing. And, yeah, it's funny. Huggle said in the public program, said, wow, we're talking about this today after she loses. And it is, but, you know, unfortunately, that's the way that the cookie crumbles. But Serena Williams is probably the most dominated female in the last 20 years in tennis as well. Who is the most dominating athlete, Jay Chris?
It's no surprise where I'm going with this. I'm going with Serena, absolutely. And here's why. Serena has been dominating her sport since about 2000, 2001, around that time, maybe 2002. She's been dominating her sport every year for the most part. If you think Michael Phelps is the most dominating athlete, tell me how dominant Michael Phelps was 2 years ago. Tell me how dominant he was 9 years ago. You probably don't know. You have to look it up. Serena Williams is the most dominant. Now, if you ask me who's the most dominant Olympian, hands down, it's Michael Phelps. But the most dominant athlete is Serena Williams. Final answer.
Wale! Who's most dominant here?
Michael Phelps dominates every 4 years. Serena does it every year. Serena, that's what it is. That's simple. He's the most dominant.
Wow.
Does it every year.
I think Micah has some information that Jay Chris may have wanted to talk about. And I tried to argue this, and I haven't gave mine out yet. But people, he doesn't just swim every 4 years. Again, I just say we don't watch him on television because that's just he's not a popular thing to do. But Michael Phelps wins medals all the time. He wins medals all the time. He swims year-round. The question is, do you know, and that's what Jay Chris is asking you, does he dominate during those times, or does he only dominate during the Olympics? I mean, he has been deemed right now, people have said that no one's deemed him that, you know, definitely the most dominating Olympian of all time, okay, is that fair to Carmelo Anthony? Just say it, had to throw it out there, right? Or is it not fair to even say just because of the Olympics, but he's still an athlete, and the Olympics is the world stage for being the greatest. Micah, is Michael Phelps the greatest athlete over Serena Williams, or is Serena Williams a more dominating athlete?
I'm going to go with Michael Phelps, and it's not because I want to fight Serena Williams or anything. I understand that they're doing two different kinds of sports, and Serena Williams is way better to look at, and I get to look at her more often than Michael Phelps. But I want to put something in perspective really, really quickly, okay? Now, you only can go in your championships in your particular sport, obviously, because Michael Phelps doesn't play tennis. Michael Phelps does not swim every 4 years. He actually does, and this point we were talking off air, he does swim every year. It's a major event championships every single year that he swims in. And in those major event championships, since 2001, when he actually started to, like, really find his mojo, the brother has over 63 gold medals between Olympics and World Championships. 63. I counted, like, three times just to make sure I was right. So he said
39
first,
world records.
And this is ridiculous. So I'm not saying that Serena Williams isn't good at what she does in her sport, but we're talking about total domination in their particular sport for their genre. Michael Phelps is the guy who has done it. And, you know, I don't know about you, but 63 is greater than 20-something, than 22, okay? 63 is greater than 22. It just is. And,
Are you serious?
Hey, look.
22. She only has 22 tournament wins.
I need you to listen before you jump down my throat because Michael Phelps started when he was 15 years old.
You're talking sideways, man. You're talking about Serena. You better be careful.
I'm talking sideways. See, you're not listening because you're blinded by Serena's booty holes, which is fine. I understand. You know, I feel your pain, brother. But just listen to the logic, okay? Michael Phelps started when he was 15. If I remember correctly, that's around the same time Serena really broke onto the scene, too. Now, Serena's older than Michael, but the window in which you can be great and create some kind of dominance in Olympic sports, it's different than it is with tennis, okay? Serena has the ability to have more longevity in the game of tennis, and she's been able to play and win tournaments her, okay? Michael Phelps.
They won the same Olympic game. They started the Olympics. Go ahead, let him retort.
Jay Chris.
They won golds in the same Olympics. Michael Phelps' first gold, I believe, was in the Sydney Olympics. And so was Serena. So I mean that's the same amount of time, right? Michael Phelps competes in more events than Serena does. Okay. Now, but when you're talking about you're giving Serena 22 major victories. Only 22 majors.
She has right. She has way more championships than majors.
She has way more championships than majors.
She has 71 championships. She has 71. She has 71 championships that she's won.
71 championships trump whatever number you have for Michael Phelps. I haven't picked mine yet. Just saying, even a devil's advocate.
What Michael Phelps does, because 71 championships doesn't mean that they were prestigious championships. And tennis, the prestigious
every one of Michael Phelps's, you named all his medals together, I think it was 60 something, right? Only 25 of those are Olympic gold medals, right? So
all his stuff are gold, all his stuff are prestigious.
Okay,
because of what he does in his sport.
I'm going to tell you. Give me a moment. Michael Phelps' single championships are 20. He goes for 21 or 22 later this weekend. All right, but he has 20. Is it 20? No, it's 21. He has 21 individual gold medals. Serena Williams has 22 individual major titles. It's kind of like splitting hairs and just, I mean, if you're going to compare it, the whole totality of their careers, Serena's trumps his with total championships. She trumps his currently with major championships. Those majors, even though they're once a year, right, and the Olympics are once every 4 years, he competes in at least six events, right? So if you do some mathematician out there, we don't have to show that, you know, give you stats, but right now we're going to try to do some kind of math. You know, you break that down, it's roughly Serena still statistically more dominating. That's all I'm saying. I'm not against
your argument. First Olympics was the Athens Olympics, Jay, to your point. Because he did a Summer Olympics in 2000. He did not medal in that. And then his first
right.
started to medal.
That, that was the Sydney Olympics. You said they started Olympics
Athens.
Athens was his first medal.
Athens was his first
Olympics. And he didn't win.
First Olympics.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, with Athens.
He didn't compete in the Sydney Olympics in Sydney?
He did compete in Sydney.
I believe so, but that was 2000.
He did
right?
This is his fifth. This is his fifth. This is his fifth Olympics, guys. So yeah, he did his fifth Olympic debut in 2000.
He didn't win a medal in that one.
He finished fifth in the 200 fly. He won his first gold. And if we go back to 2000 to 2004, he won gold in the 100, gold in the 200, gold in the 100 medley, gold in the 400, gold in the 402 freestyle, and then gold in the 400 medley relay. He won more medals there, but he won six more bronzes there as well. And we have it in front of again, just toe tapping there. Wally, jump in there real quick. I heard you trying to echo some things in there also for Serena.
No, I just think it's a little different. I think Jay Chris pretty much said though we're talking about her tournament wins that. It is what it is, and just that, and even adding, are we adding in any of her gold medals in terms of adding into the equation with her Grand Slam title? So it just depends to me. Serena Williams is one of the more declarated dominant players, period. And then just the toll of how many games she's playing in tennis yearly is a whole different beast. Anyway, I'm not knocking swimming, but what she has to endure playing how many tournaments a year. Just recently at her age now, she still hasn't played as much as she used to. We look at her at a younger age, and she was playing how many tournaments? So I just feel like she's a dominant athlete because of what, you know, how many tennis tournaments she's involved in and whatnot. And even to Michael's point, when Michael was discussing, you got to understand the average range of being a dominant tennis player, Serena has already exceeded that. Because to be honest with you, maybe 3-4 years ago, her skills should have been diminished. You look at Steffi Graf, look at Roger Federer, you look at some of the great tennis players.
Don't you talk about Steffi Graf.
I'm just saying they're done at age 30, 31. to be honest with you, they're done at that age. They're not the same player. So to be real with you, what she's doing now is amazing in its own right.
Now, and just to go ahead and jump in here now, coming into this conversation today, when I put the poll up, and right now on the Twitter, I believe the poll is in favor of Michael Phelps. Going to right now. Last time I checked, it was like 60.
Living in the moment.
Yeah, 70% right now for Serena Williams. I mean, for Michael Phelps. And going into this, Jay Chris, I felt that as well. I felt like maybe Michael Phelps. You know what I mean? And those kind of things. And I was looking at it, and I was looking at it all day, and, you know, having this conversation. And this is why I put into our method. I love this conversation because as a crew, it's not often we're really, really split. You know what I mean? On where we feel. Hugo, real fast. I didn't get that. Who you just answer the question for me. Who's more dominant, in your opinion, Serena or Michael Phelps?
I'm going to say American because I don't think neither one of them are the greatest. I just so you know, in terms of athleticism. But if I have to choose one of them.
You got Sandwich Wiki. You are completely Sandwich Wiki right now. I said, who? I didn't ask you about no country. I didn't ask you about none of that. 10 seconds is up. Sandwich Wiki is over. Who was the most
really?
Dominant athlete?
Really? Really? Fine.
He can't even answer the question still. So I'm going to go ahead and tell you what I was saying. Okay. It has to be Serena Williams. It really does. When you look at the total amount, and I'll be the first one to say swimmers are what they do. I think water polo don't get respect, okay? Because to tread water that entire time, swimmers are – if you've ever been swimming, swimming will tie you out like nothing else. But it doesn't swim every week. It doesn't swim every month in competition. Serena, pretty much tennis is like, what, 9 months out of the year? And each one of them is like 5 rounds to a championship, 3 at the latest for like a WTA championship, something like that. You know, I'm not being don't quote me on that, but she plays more different, like you just said, different surfaces. She's traveling around the world. She wins when she's at the Olympics. Remember, it's kind of different because he gets to have all these different individual moments. Arguably, I'm sorry, not even arguably, but not question. He's the number one Olympian of all time, surpassing Lewis, surpassing Greg Louganis, okay, and all the greats before him. He is a great dominating. He is the most dominating swimmer we have ever heard of. He is even more dominating than Mary Lou Retton. That's right, America, I said it. He's more dominating than Mary Lou Retton. But he's not more dominating than Serena Williams. And I'm not even a big Serena Williams fan. You guys all know that. Okay.
Let me say really quick, Mike. I'm going to say Serena. Okay. Just because of the different surfaces, because of the traveling. I understand that Michael Phelps is the greatest Olympian, but all around athlete between them two, definitely Serena. You guys can understand also, we're obviously just talking about her singles accolades, but what about her doubles when she's with Venus? So she literally puts double the workload.
Right.
Than any other athlete out there. So we didn't even bring that up either. The fact that she has
and
double the workload instead of just being a single.
And she has time to make tutorials on teaching women how to twerk. So, I mean, she's got to be the most dominant, right? Definitely the booty of. We make sure you ain't booty. 347-637-3855.
Can I get one point in real quick?
I'm
sorry. I was muted. I muted myself by accident. I've been trying to get this point in. As you know, I'm going with Serena, right? But I will say this about Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps has been dominant in swimming, but in 3 different events, at least in swimming. And we're talking about the freestyle, the butterfly, and the breaststroke. And I believe the one event that he hasn't done, I believe, is the backstroke. So, I mean, in that perspective, that's hard to do. That's like a runner. That's like a sprinter being dominant in the 100-meter dash, the 200-meter dash, the 110 hurdles, the 400-meter hurdles, and the long jump or something crazy like that. Like he's dominant in 3 different events within his sport, and I think that holds a lot. However, Serena is the most dominant athlete when it comes to the two. Phelps the most dominant Olympian, Serena the most dominant athlete. I'll leave it at that.
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Marshall Cab Company invites you to give them a call at 458-3325 when you're in need of transportation. That's Marshall Cab Company, Hopewell, serving Fort Lee, the Tri-City areas, with local and long-distance transportation. Remember, Marshall Cab Company. They will go as far as your money will carry you. Marshall Cab Company, 458-3325. 3325, operating right here in Hopewell.
Down by the riverside.
Gonna build our new dream home down by the riverside. Ingram Realty is my guide. The Landings at Anchor Point, the newest riverfront neighborhood in the Appomattox. Located in Hopewell, just 1/2 mile from Fort Lee, features single-family houses, condos, and townhouses. Models open noon to 5, Wednesday through Sunday. Contact Tracy Ingram Realtor at 720-8508. Located in Hopewell, contact...
If you liked us before, you're going to love us now.
We've brought Fox Sports Radio to the Tri-City.
All right, that's all I needed to know.
This is Fox Sports Radio 1340.
Well, are you ready for some football? Well, it's back tomorrow because we didn't get it for the home, what do you call that god darn game, y'all? The Hall of Fame game, since the NFL botched that whole thing up. But we got our NFL two-a-days, and today we are talking about the two best quarterbacks in the NFL teams, respectively, and we're going to break down their schedules. Two-a-days right here, right now. When? Right here, right now. I just said right here, right now. All right, it's a regular season, guys. New England Patriots, minus 4 games, minus Tom Broadway. Brady will not be there against the Cardinals. Lost. He will not be there against the Dolphins. Lost. He will not be there against the Texans. Lost. He will not be there against the Buffalo Bills. Win. Then he comes back. I'm sorry, RG3, if you're still healthy, guess who's coming to visit you for your first time? He's probably going to be really pissed off. Yeah, Broadway Brady plays the Browns, then the Bengals, then the Steelers, then the Bills again, Seahawks, and Foxborough. Then 49ers, Jets, Rams, Ravens at Denver, ends with the Jets. J-E-T-S, Jets, 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 and then the Dolphins. For me, I'm going to start it off real fast, guys. How I got their record going, I got the first 3 games of the season, 0-3. They get a win against the Buffalo Bills, win against the Browns, win against the Bengals. At Pittsburgh, I have them losing that game. So at that point, they are 3-4, beat the Bills, beat the Seahawks, beat the 49ers, beat the Jets at New York. Beat the Rams, beat the Ravens, beat the Broncos, lose to the Jets at Foxborough. I think both teams get a win somewhere else. And then they beat the Dolphins. I believe I had them boys going 11-5. How you got that team going, Wally?
I'm going 10-6. They're going to lose the first 4 games, though.
You have them losing all 4 without. So Garoppolo can't even beat the Bills and Foxborough.
The Bills
no argument.
But the Bills are good.
No, they're not.
Yeah, the
no, not
good,
at all.
Yeah. Yeah, so I just think that, I think he'll have trouble. I just think the defense he has to play off the bat a little hard. Mm-hmm. And unless he's like, I mean, Patriots have a certain way about quarterbacks. Unless he can, you know, he's good at throw. You know what I mean? But I got him going 10-6.
King Vaught Jr. have him going 12-4. All righty, then.
Not surprising.
Well, of course, that's just what King Vaught does. I got him going 11-5. Who am I to say something? Micah! Other half of Mike and Mike and Radio, number 110 on that is. How you got the New England, the America's team, going this year?
Well, it's a team that I love to hate, but I got to give them credit when credit's due. I'm going to go 11-5, but I don't think they're going to lose all first four games. I think they're going to win 2 of those. And I think that the 2 wins they're going to have is with the Bills and the Dolphins. Those are the 2 teams they know better than anybody. And I think that Bill Belichick has the staff in place for the offense for Garoppolo to be able to beat a Dolphins and Bills defense. They figured it out before. And, I mean, you only got Ryan Tannehill.
I tell you right now, if you got some money to put on Garoppolo versus the Cardinals and y'all put that money on the Patriots and they win, you're going to come out a richer man.
No. I ain't talking about the Cardinals. The Dolphins and the Bills. I don't have any confidence.
No. I know that. I'm just saying if they beat them, how much money a person can win, that's all.
Oh, yeah, money a person can win a lot of money. But I also think they're going to slip up against the – I think they're going to split with the Jets, and I think they're going to – I think they're losing the games against the Seahawks, Steelers, and the Ravens. I think those are 3 defenses, 3 teams that give them the most trouble when it comes to their defense. And even with Tom Brady being back, those are 3 teams that he has struggled with in the past when it comes to their defense. So I think they go 11-5.
Player hater! Hugo, how you got the team you hate the most?
Really? The Miami Dolphins are going to lose to the Dolphins in week 2? What are you on, Mike? 11. Come on. It's the Miami Dolphins.
Hold on. Which mic? I didn't say that. I said they lose to the
Bills.
It
was you said.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they lose to the Dolphins.
They lose to the Dolphins. Yeah. Absolutely. That's an 0-3. Okay.
So,
my bad.
Anyway, 11-5, but they will not lose to the Dolphins. All right. I'm going to say 11-5. They do split the series with the Jets. The Bills have a good squad, like Wally was saying. I just think that the Dolphins are the weakest division in the AFC East. I honestly do. And you guys are going to see it. That team is in shambles. That's why I think the Dolphins are going to have a terrible season once again before they're just going to get better. I'm going to go with 11-5 because they will lose 3 out of the 4. I'm just going to swap out, though, Mike, your Dolphins pick with the Bills because I think they'll lose to the Bills instead of the Dolphins. So that's it.
Okay. Hey, nothing wrong there. I can care less what you think, because what I think is what you think, and what I think and you think, as long as we both think it, then we both, you know, pretty good at what we're thinking. But we got the team that people still love to hate. You know who they are, right? You know who that team is. That is the – come on, Wally. Come on. Please, Wally. Come on, Wally. Give it to me, Wally.
You don't want dead radio. Don't do it.
Come on. Be a team player.
Yeah, I am. I'm Team Nigeria. It's Olympics, right? It's the Olympics, right?
Last
Team Africa,
year.
Bro.
That was last year.
Team Africa, bro.
Your fans are clamoring for it. They miss it, Wally.
Team Africa, that's the Olympics. I can't do the chat. I can't do it to my country. Well, my continent.
The Packers of Green Bay open up with the Jacksonville Jaguars, the Minnesota Vikings.
The audio.
The Lions. I do have the audio. The Lions, the Giants. Cowboys, the Bears, oh my, the Falcons, the Colts, the Titans, the Redskins, the Eagles, the Texans, the Seahawks, the Bears, the Vikings, and they end with the Lions. I have them winning the first game against the Jaguars. I have them going up to Minnesota on Sunday Night Football, okay, and winning that game against the Minnesota Vikings in their new stadium. I have them beating the Detroit Lions. Didn't Jay Chris have them last year going 16-0? I might be gosh darn close. I have them beating the Giants. I have them beating the Cowboys. I have them beating the Bears. I have them, you ready for this one? Don't believe it. Don't ask me, Tay. It's just going to happen. I have them losing to the Falcons. I have them dominating the Colts. I have them beating the Titans, beating the Redskins, beating the Eagles, losing to the Texans, losing to Seattle, beating the Bears, sweeping the Vikings, and sweeping the Detroit Lions. I have them sweeping their way through the NFC Central. I believe I have this team 13-3. 13-3 will be the Packers of Green Bay. Wally, how you got him going?
9-7.
The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And in the end, the Giants triumphed by kicking an oblong ball made of pigskin through a big H. It was a most ripping victory.
7-9? 9-7. You really love you some purple Minnesota Vikings, don't you? Mike,
what was their record last year?
They were 10-6.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's not that bad. It's not that bad.
You just hate them. I hate them, too, but I'm just a realist.
I don't hate them. I have no hate for them. I don't like the defense.
I hate the Green Bay Packers.
The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And
Micah, how you got them going? I got them 13-3.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all got to be great. I am going 10-6, but because of their division record, I don't believe they're going to win the division because I already have the Minnesota Vikings winning the division. I remember when I said last week, and I'm sticking with it, Minnesota Vikings are going to still win the division. They are not going to sweep the Vikings. They are going to split the Vikings. Both them and the Vikings are going to just destroy the Lions. The Lions, they're just going to be the whipping boys of that conference. but there's more teams
that's
other than
be the Bears
that we'll have to look up against.
The Bears aren't that bad, in my opinion. The Lions aren't that bad, in my opinion. But the Bears are going to get stomped.
Go ahead, the person. You're like the only person I know from Miami that does not like any team down there at all. You give no team from Miami a shot.
I gave the Miami Marlins a shot whenever I'm interested in baseball. I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I'll go to Marlins ballpark.
That's because they have players of other, you know, that's non-American that you like. That's the only reason.
Guys, I'm going to go 14-2. I honestly do. And then look, I mean, I'm looking at the schedule the way it is. It's not a tough schedule. I think they could beat the Falcons, Mike, so I disagree with you in that one there. I think that's the only one I disagree with you. And I think also the Seahawks. The thing is that the Seahawks, we don't know what kind of Seahawks we're going to see this year, guys. And they are at Foxborough at 4 o'clock kickoff, and it is in the middle of December. So it's a tough game for Seattle to go all around for, you know, between the West to the East, and then be, you know, with probably blizzard conditions at that time in the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field. So I'm going with
that game's on Fox.
I hate saying this. And it's on Fox. Yeah, I hate saying, but 14-2, guys. I think they're going to be very strong this year, and they might be Super Bowl contenders. So I'm going 14-2. It's a high pick. We'll see though.
They got the Eagles on Monday Night Football. Like, why are you going to embarrass us on Monday Night Football? Micah, how do you have the – I already asked your question already. Hold on, I'm sorry. What was your total record? I apologize.
So 14-2.
14-2. Okay, I was writing it down. I had them 13-3. Okay. Get ready for this one, King Vaughn Jr. What was his record? What did Vaughn Jr. say? 13. Micah? 13-2 like I did?
Yeah, I was going to say 13.
Yeah. Now put this down. Get this picture together. Write it down. I don't care. Michael Phelps is now up 71% to 29% over Serena Williams. Guys, go out there and vote. I don't think you guys voted as well. Go to Stolen Sports and make sure you put your votes in and retweet that out as well. Without even going any further to the year, we're still going to go through our 2-a-days. That's my Super Bowl picks today, guys. That's why I picked these two teams today for this reason. I know it's early, but I'm going to ask you guys later when this process is all over, but I'm not going to procrastinate any longer on mine. My Super Bowl pick this year, barring any – of course, there's no injuries occurring and all that kind of good stuff. Everybody playing at their full potential. I truly have
The Giants of New York took on the Packers of Green Bay. And in the end,
if Wally would just say it, I wouldn't have to say it, versus the New England Patriots. That is my Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers, the best quarterback we've probably ever seen, versus Tom Brady, the best quarterback that has all the Super Bowl rings. Oh, I told you I'm not a rapper, though. Okay, I like that for the Super Bowl this year. Like I said, I want to see other teams get in there from the AFC. I like to see Andy Reid, you know, Fat Andy get a ring. Again, I told you a story. I like to keep telling it the way I tell it. And that's he thought he was finding Kentucky Fried Chicken, but he found Kansas City instead. It was an easy mistake a fat guy can make when he's falling on his nose. Okay, but I like to see them there. And then, like I said, that team that I secretly love to hate, that I hate to admit that I actually kind of love them from afar, but I truly hate them at the same time. I hope the Pittsburgh Steelers can get there and shut all these cowgirl fans up and tell them who really is the number one dominating franchise of all time. There's not even the old America's team, because we all know that's now the New England Patriots. Yeah, Vaughn, put that in your pipe and choke on it, okay? But and here he comes. The Eagles have no rings. Blah, 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 blah. You have any other things y'all can say? Is that all you can say? And don't give me that's the only thing that matters, Sean, because it is. And we know it, so we try to come up with other things to make fun of Cowboy fans. But, yeah, I like the Super Bowl pick. Anybody dare go and think that I'm insane for picking that in the Super Bowl? No, you can't, because it's an honest thing to pick, because it's the best two quarterbacks in the NFL. What it is. Good show today, guys. The Bib tournament is coming up here in the bottom of the hour. Something new. Something new. I took this from one of my founding fathers in radio biz. For those who know, I ain't been here in a while. My founding forefathers is a local artist in Delaware. Coming up this weekend, shout out to OG Nitty on the Twitter. Put, you know what I mean? You know, gave me this thing, told me to get this ball and run with it. Okay. Stephen A. Smith, Dan Patrick, and Jim Rome are my favorite guys ever to do radio. But Dan Patrick, I think. Tell me something you learned new today. What have you learned new today, Micah?
I learned today, and I'm going to be full disclosure. I learned today how to season some steak almost perfectly. Get over open flame and let that sucker sear all the juices of flame.
I meant on the program. Jeez Louise, people, fall suit. Sam with Wiki. Hugo, what have you learned new on the program today?
The
numbers.
The numbers breakdown between Serena and Michael Phelps. They, if you look at it combined, guys, they have over 130, I believe, about over 130 championships combined, and that's only in individual sports. So that is impressive that two athletes with such high caliber combined, they could be dominating their respective sports. I'm just amazed by these stats that we actually brought out of this show today between both of them. It's insane.
Wally, what have you learned new today?
I haven't watched it, but I've, just by listening to you all, the SmackDown is bad.
No, don't say it.
It is, Wally.
Cause, no, it's not. Not at all. Not to me, Wally.
It's bad, Wally.
At all. Wally, they don't like half the stuff you like when it comes to wrestling, so listen to them. Okay, you like Roman Reigns, they can't stand him. So who you think are really going to listen to when it comes to wrestling talk? Who can I identify with?
I just started liking him.
Bad Wally.
But after that one little thing, I just started liking him. But, I mean, like I said, I told you it was funny. He was funny. He was funny.
What I learned today was that some of you guys, Hugo, have no idea what the program is about when it comes to the WWE. That's what I was going to say before he said what he said.
Here we go. We could debate this for another hour. I would preempt it, but
you know we could. And you know, just like B Rabbit and 8 Mile, I would come out dominating like he did. But today is Smash Williams Wednesday, and obstacles don't have to stop you. If you run into a wall, don't turn around and give up. No, figure out how to climb it. Go through it or work around it. Michael Jeffrey Jordan, people, that's a quote for that. Beep. Listen, guys, it's a pleasure being here. I'll be back tomorrow. So if you have not got tired of my voice, then I'll be back. You can hear it again tomorrow. Make sure you follow me on Twitter by my namesake. I am loud. I speak loud. No, baby. See, likes when I make her get loud. Michael_Pyramid Senior on the Twitter, all capital letters, because I think the capital letters just look better. It's not that I'm yelling. I just think the capital letters look better than lowercase letters. So, hey, sorry if you think I'm yelling. Also, follow the station, give me the identification at Soul and Sports on the Twitter, and also Fox Sports Radio 1340 AM on the Twitter as well. Make sure you go to our YouTube page and like us on YouTube. Watch our videos. We are doing phenomenal, phenomenal things in the neighborhood, but my name ain't Mr. Rogers. But, hey, would you be my neighbor? Listen, guys, we're going to get up out of here, and do me a favor. Do not, I repeat, do not wake up tomorrow morning and say to yourself, I love me some me and don't love God. Really? Go read a book, not just Facebook. We out of here, y'all. Fingers.
This is the Soul of Sports, hosted by Mike Knox. It's barbershop talk, still we think outside the box. We take it to the hoop, y'all be trying to find your shot. Sports talk, the best on the dial when it's time to rock. We talking football, baseball, boxing, any sports you can name. Keep your radios locked in. Listen, you can get the scoop on all your top 10. Mike Knox, Soul and Sports, we keep it hot, man.
And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold sets up.
If you're not down with that, we got to work!